Okay, so yesterday we began Siman Kuf Yud Daled, that's on page 281, and we began discussing about Mashiv Arochim Ragashim. Mashiv Arochim Ragashim, and we discussed when do we start saying it, when we stop saying it, why we start and stop it at the exact times that we do. So in base, the Machaber says, Osur Lahazkir Ageshem, even when the requisite time comes, let's say, as we learned yesterday, the last day, well, for us, next last day, Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, at Musaf, you still do not say Mashiv Arochim Ragashim until it is announced. Till it is announced by the Shliach Tzibur. Well, let's go a little further. V'yesh Onim, some say, the Rama says, Shekon Shemalchim Musaf, Machris Hashem is Mashiv Aruach, that before we begin davening Musaf, we discussed this yesterday, on Shmini Atzeres, the Shamas announces Mashiv Aruach, and of course Mori Gashem, the Mishnah Berurah and the Marsham say, if he just said Mashiv Aruach, that does nothing. The important part is Mori Gashem, right? We need that rain part. That is the official announcement. So in other words, again, and Musaf, even before we say, as we discussed yesterday, Tfilas Geshem, it's announced. It's announced by the Shamas that say, Mashiv Arochim Ragashem. Now we have the proper time for all the details that we discussed yesterday. And there's an announcement. So then you start saying, Mashiv Arochim Ragashem. Why? Kedei Shehatzibur, turn the page. Yaskir B'Tfilas Amochei Noagim. So that everyone will say it again. Now Musaf. Even though we haven't said Tfilas Geshem yet, we'll say it in a few minutes, but we already start saying Mashiv Arochim Ragashem. Again, according to what we said yesterday, everything comes together because it's the proper time, everybody's together, and now it's announced. So now it's announced, so now everybody's going to say it. We won't have the problem like the Mishnah Berurah said at night. Maybe some people are not here, maybe some people are here, some people say it, some people won't. It's announced. The right time, it's announced. Now everybody's going to say it. Hilkach, therefore, af im hu chola o onus, if a person chas v'shalom is ill, or there are extenuating circumstances, lo yaktim tefilasa lo tefilas hatzibur. You shouldn't daven early. You shouldn't daven musaf early on Shmini Atzeres. Lefi, sha'asur lahazkir ad sheyomar hashatz. Because what are you going to do? For whatever reason, you're home and the person on Shmini Atzeres has to daven on their own. So what you got to do most of davening on your own? So, you know, it takes a person less time to daven on their own than it does in shul, or the Yitzrei Hara, right? You can daven faster. So you're davening, and you get up to Musaf. So normally in Musaf and Shmini Atzeres, you start saying, Mashiv Arochim Ragashem. But it hasn't been announced yet. Okay, let's look at the Shliach Tzibur. It has to be for the Tzibur. So then you'd have this problem. So you can't say it until somebody, communal person, announces it. Let's say the other way. Let's say you know that it's been announced. Even though you didn't hear, you personally didn't hear, Mazkir, you still say it. Let's say, I don't know, the person was outside when Mashiv Arochim Ragashim, and he walked in 2 seconds later, everybody's saying Shmoneh Esrei. Right? So, I mean, you heard the bang, maybe, I don't know. You can always say, how do you know? But they announced it. You didn't hear it, but you know it was announced, so you say it anyways. As I said, you came to shul and they already started davening. So you say Mashiv Arochim Ragashim anyways. Now again, so the Mishnah Berurah brings up this point again, that even if you're davening at home, so you'll say, oh, I'm not part of the tzibur, you know, I'm my own tzibur. It's like Mr. Abraham says, well, I'll have my wife announce it, you know, something like that. Yeah. Still, you can't. Asur lahazkir kodem shemispalim atzibur. You can't do it. You can't say Mashiv Arochim until everybody else does. So therefore, he says, people live in far-flung places and they don't have a minion, and so they, you know, they line up, as we discussed before, they daven around the, they daven on their own or whatever. So then Shmini Atzeres morning would be a challenge. Now I know what you're going to ask, and that's the Bir Halachos question. What do you do? What happens like this? How about if you have a minion that daven early, vasikin? We don't have vasikin, but like our minion, like oh Shmini Atzeres we don't have.
Yeah.
Take it right onto. But let's say, who knows what next year going to bring? So let's say we do have you have an early minion on Shmini Atzeres. You have an early minyan Shmini Atzeres in the shul. And in that minyan, they announce Mashiv Arucham Arigashim. So does that help for the second minyan that, let's say, somebody in the second minyan broke, whatever the case may be, has to break off, let's say, in the middle of davening, whatever the case may be, and he wants to run home. So he wants to daven Musaf in shul. So he's davening before the minyan. He didn't see here the announcement of Mashal Baruch Hu Hashem. But there was Ashkava minyan. And the Ashkava minyan did it. So will that help for that guy to enable him to say Mashal Baruch Hu Hashem at his own private musaf? We'll be able to do that. So after a lengthy discussion, the Mishnah, the Chofetz Chaim comes out in the Bir Halachot, Tzorach Iyun. There, it needs a little more thought. Al kein nira shetov lizar shalul la'asos minyan rishon bebeis hakneses v'yantav rishon shel Pesach. Therefore, he says it's best not to make an early minyan on the first day of Pesach. I assume the same thing would apply to Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres also. On these days, when we switch over. So then, if you have, again, an early minyan, so then you'd have that problem.
For any problem. People at Seder.
That's right. Well, we don't have it. Yeah.
What's the issue that was announced publicly in that first minyan?
No, but does that count? Is that considered the same tzibur, even though it's the same shul? Is that considered the same tzibur?
Wouldn't it maybe go after that minyan, if that person normally kavu at that minyan or the
yeah,
second
so
minyan.
Let's say, I don't know, that we have a lot of people here that, I don't know, they go sometimes at the 7 o'clock minyan, sometimes at the 9 o'clock minyan. Mr. Flackman's always at the 7, except for it's Yontif. Mr. Flackman's always at the early minyan, you know, Baruch Hashem, right? He's the anchor. So, you know, his anchor's away. You know, like, right? Unless he's white, you know, something like that. But, right? So, let's say for whatever reason, somebody came and said, the twins need you. Right? So let's say something like that. Let's say that type of, it's not exactly the same, but a similar issue comes up by Tachlun. Let's say, you know, that if you have, the Machabe says if you have Tachlun, if you have a bris in the shul, so you don't have to say Tachlun. So the question always is, we have this here all the time. Let's say we got a bris after the second minyan, you know, I don't know, 7:45, 8 o'clock. So the regular minyan, the second minyan won't say Tachlin. But the question is, how about the 5:45? So I asked this to Rav David Feinstein once, and he told me, depends if it's shaykh to people in the shul. I didn't get a real answer what that means, what that really means, but one time I was in a shul a few years ago, wasn't here, and they had a catering hall, and there was a chasana going on in the catering hall. Under the shul, like you could hear the floor shake from the from the band. So, but you know, it's a catering hall. It was rented out to who knows who, right? Whoever it may be. And so the people upstairs, it was a big minyan, had to decide who should we say Tachlin in Mincha. There's a chasana going on, but the chasana really didn't have anything to do with the people of the shul. I don't even know if it was probably just the people rented out the hall, right? So the rabbi of the shul wasn't there, and nobody asked me. but I said Tachlin, and some people saw I was saying Tachlin. They said Tachlin, but the people didn't want to say Tachlin. You know, the Yahrzeit crowd, they didn't say Tachlin. Are Golish, any insights on this?
I know that in B'nai Brak, the main shul there, if a chassan walks into one of the main shul, All the shpilach on
Is that a raya? Is that a raya?
But a vasika is always a problem. Same shomer. So a lot of times they have shmini atzeres and a vasika. It's probably one of the biggest minyanim.
Right, so I assume it's again, really the only problem is that somebody leaves, right?
The second min does shachris tol says mashiv.
Oh, you mean for the first min, right? So I thought it's the same thing as the taklan. In other words, because usually, I don't know. I mean, I think our school might be different.
Like, you have a min factor where you have, you do when you have like 4 or 5 min.
Right, see, that's why I think it's different. Like in certain shuls, it's like a minion factory. So I don't know if one min is shachris to another min. Like here, maybe is a better example, which is always true, and that is, you know, the first minyan, second minyan really shocked each other. There's you know, everybody knows each other, and there's overlap. You know,
the
there's certain.
The
you know, like, right.
The second minyan, they drag it out too much. So the second
right.
All the
every right, or else you finish 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So they all come first minyan.
Right.
They come there as the second minyan afterwards.
Right.
So the vice, but they say the second minyan.
Right. Okay.
What about women
adopting
at home? Women
outside, yeah. So again, you think they should wait until she
knows that they would have.
She has to guesstimate, as I say.
Yeah, I was once in the Letterman show where a kind of my Knesset adopts. It was for Pesach. And she's always saying Moed Atal.
Right. Which we're going
to
get to.
The minig in
that's like the Grah.
Is to say is to do. Yeah, but they say the piyut of Ma.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So he said the
everything together.
And they used to they made sure no one should they start after Kashrut they go say shh, don't shem machis b'mor atah, you know, otherwise they're going to change b'mor atah. Same difference.
Right. Yeah, we discussed that. Okay.